And to you?
Hi, Jeff.
Were you pretty happy, obviously, with the lifting of the limits to alcohol purchases from bottle shops and liquor stores today?
We certainly were, and it's appreciated. We've been obviously talking to the state government over the previous month around trying to either moderate or to lift these restrictions. They weren't needed in the first place, but at the end of the day, they've been lifted earlier than government was indicating, and we're pleased with the outcome and appreciative that Minister Papalia and the Premier, Mark McGowan, have resolved this early.
Pubs are closed, but a lot of them are keeping their kitchens open to sell takeaway meals. How would you assess how they're going? Are they just doing enough to turn over and pay a few wages?
In the main, no. At the moment, it's a very difficult and painful time for the entire hospitality industry. And Jeff, as you know, we represent everything from 3-, 4-, 5-star accommodation hotels through to suburban pubs, taverns, small bars, restaurants, function centres, events centres, big format venues like Crown or the Perth Convention, Perth Arena or Optus Stadium. So we've got a very broad membership. And whether it's a small business or whether it's a large business, everyone is hurting at the moment. And a lot of those businesses have long-term relationships with their staff that they've had for many years, and they've got a strong pastoral care link, and that's been one of the most painful things that a lot of operators have told me, is the difficulties they've had because they don't have the workers laying off their staff or suspending them. But obviously, at the end of the day, the JobKeeper program that the Commonwealth initiated and announced back on the 30th of March has been an absolute lifesaver for many, many businesses. For those that qualify and for those that are eligible to be paid the JobKeeper allowance, it means they're maintaining that connection with those businesses and the employees. And that's a really important thing, I think, from a mental health point of view, as well as providing the businesses with the opportunity of giving the staff a meaningful, engaged employment and meaningful activities and work over this really difficult period.
Is the hospitality sector, as huge as it is it asking or pushing or agitating for any kind of relaxation of restrictions, or does it understand that this is an absolute public health priority?
Jeff, I think the answer would be that in the ideal world, we'd love to reopen tomorrow. But we also know that we're dealing with a global pandemic, and we know that there are much bigger issues beyond those that we currently know or understand around the spread of this pandemic. And the science and the health side of this issue, as we've heard before from the Prime Minister, from the Chief Medical Officer, from the Premier, is that any transition back to normality has to be done slowly and carefully so that there isn't these second and third waves of transmission. We're very cognizant of that, and I think you would see operators, in the same way people shut down their hotels and bars and restaurants and pubs on that Monday, when it was first announced on the 21st, people did it honourably, they did it carefully, and they did it without complaint, and they did it by abiding with the law.
So better to stay closed than to ask to open again with perhaps the consequence of a second wave, which I'll be talking about with Dr. Norman Swan later on.
And Jeff, on that, I mean, we are asking to be open as soon as it is legally and practically and health-wise possible.
Yeah.
But obviously there are a number of hurdles and steps to work through. We as an association, the AHA, is talking to both state and federal governments on a daily basis. That includes, you know, talking about what a new world of opening hospitality venues in a public space could look like, around potential timeframes from when decisions are made. What we don't know and what the crystal ball doesn't tell us is exactly what those trigger dates are just yet, and that's all about having a certain period of clear time or vacant time of there being no transmission. And obviously it's a very good sign today, as the Premier announced earlier, that we haven't had any new cases confirmed today.
There might be a few tweaks, there might be some adjustments, but nothing's going to change for a while yet. Bradley, thank you. Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association.